Votre Excellence, Madame la Présidente,
Excellence, Madam President, Excellences, welcome. And good morning. Welcome to the NATO Chiefs of Defense and the Strategic Commanders gathered here in Vilnius, Lithuania, for the NATO Military Conference 2014. Madam President, may I begin on behalf of all of us by expressing my thanks to Lithuania, a host nation, for such a wonderful welcome and hospitality. Lithuania's continued participation in NATO-led operations in Afghanistan and in Kosovo, alongside its contributions to the NATO Standing Maritime Groups and the NATO Response Force, as well as the provision of host nation support for NATO Baltic Air Policing, are a reflection of solidarity and commitment to the principles and core tasks that bind this alliance together. The sponsorship of this conference highlights Lithuania's strong support for NATO, and I would like to offer my thanks to the Chief of Defense, Major General Jonas Šukas, for providing the perfect backdrop for today's event. Madam President, thank you again for finding the time to join us at the opening of this conference and for agreeing to address the assembled Chiefs of Defense and Strategic Commanders. Madam President, I respectfully give you the floor.
Welcome everybody. I'm very happy to see you in Vilnius, especially early morning. I'm also liking early morning and you, so I came earlier than supposed to. Why? Trying to save your time. I'll try to be short, welcoming you and saying how important for us such meeting in Vilnius, in the country which is bordering fed countries and recently not very friendful neighbors. So I'm glad to welcome you all after the Wells. This summit recently finished, and we on the road of implementing its decisions. Sadly, that the price of our eyes opening in Wells finally was far too the price was far too high. The occupation of sovereign countries in Europe already takes place, and we've repeated violence of international law, and most important, with the loss of innocent lives. This is a fact which we're facing not only around the world, but also already in Europe. For some of us, it was a big surprise that a country which we treated a few years ago as a partner acts beyond agreements, treaties, and common values. We cannot allow ourselves to be surprised again anymore, because the costs will be even higher. So why, firstly, we need to have a clear deterrence. Here the political will is as much important as time and geography. The political will in Wales was declared. That's why in Wales we have agreed upon a readiness action plan. We understand that unpreparedness cannot be our strategic weakness. Secondly, we must implement the plan to increase readiness of our forces, to develop infrastructure for deployments and to improve planning. You, the Chief of Defense, are the best in transforming decisions to plans and plans to action. So I hope this will happen today. In Wales, we have decided to create a very high readiness joint task force and command and control elements. There are important decisions and they require development of resources, capabilities and better planning. Fourth, we are limited in time. Security environment has essentially changed already half a year ago, and it's changing every day already in Europe. And in conclusion, shortly, I am absolutely sure that NATO is and will remain a source of stability and security in our transatlantic area. Then the security situation changes. We have concrete tasks to fulfill, and you know them. Our success depends purely on us, ourselves. Wish you deep discussions today, smart solutions, fast decisions. Time is not on our side anymore. and a safer future for all of us. Thank you for coming to Vilnius. You see.
So, sir, what we'll do is the chairman will come back in and sure. I'll acknowledge your presence, and then we'll stand for the remembrance in front of the press.
Before I open the meeting, I would like us to pay tribute to the continued commitment of our military personnel who are delivering success on NATO operations and to remember the sacrifice of those men and women killed and wounded in the line of duty. Please stand up. Thank you. Let me, in the presence of the media, make some remarks on the reasons why we are here, the work we have before us, and the outcomes we intend to achieve. The NATO Military Committee with the Chief of Defence comes together once a year outside Brussels in this format to discuss some of the most challenging issues facing the NATO military authorities. This enables us to provide military advice to the highest political decision-making body of the Alliance, the North Atlantic Council. Our ability to engage in debates on difficult topics, reconcile a breadth of perspectives, and ultimately forge a consensus across 28 nations is a reflection of the strength and the solidarity within the Alliance. Today, we will begin by reviewing a series of regional security challenges and their potential implications for the Alliance. This will be a particularly important discussion given the increasing instability we see both on NATO's borders and further abroad, all of which has the potential to impact our security both directly and asymmetrically. We will start by reviewing the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the implications for the alliance's future relationship with Russia and NATO's military posture. To set the context for this discussion, we will receive briefs by the Lithuanian Minister of Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Minister Linas Linkevičius, and the Lithuanian Chief of Defense, General Jonas Žukas. We will then shift our focus eastwards with a briefing from the United States Chief of Defense on the Asia-Pacific region before we discuss the strategic tensions and forthcoming developments in an area which, although distant, has the potential to have profound economic and security implications for alliance nations. Nous rejoindrons ensuite l'Afrique.
We will then turn to Africa, focusing on the Sahel region. And we will start our discussion with some opening remarks from the French Chief of Defense. Based on his nation's extensive recent experience in this increasingly turbulent region.
Strategic overview with a briefing on the Middle East and North Africa by the Spanish Chief of Defense. This will be complemented by a presentation on recent development in Syria and Iraq, focusing on the pressing threat from ISIL, which is especially relevant to NATO given its proximity to our borders. In our subsequent session, we will be joined by the commander of the International Security Assistance Force, General John Campbell, already present at the table, and let me welcome you to this first meeting of this kind for you. He will brief on the current situation in Afghanistan and the challenges associated with the process of transition to NATO's Resolute Support mission, which will continue to train, advise, and assist the increasingly confident and capable Afghan National Security Forces. Our third session is dedicated to discussing the outcomes from the recent successful NATO summit in Wales and providing direction and guidance from the Chief of Defense on implementation of many of the key strands of the work. Central to our discussions will be the development and implementation of the Alliance Readiness Action Plan, agreed by our heads of states and government at the Wales summit. The plan articulates NATO's evolving military strategic posture as a response to the security challenges it faces, and as such, its delivery is of paramount importance. We will complete the conference with a series of discussions and decisions on topics of a more organizational nature, followed by the election of my successor, who will take over the duties of Chairman of the Military Committee on 26 June 2015. In each of our sessions, we will be supported by our strategic commanders, SACEUR, General Philip Breedlove, and SACTI, General Jean-Paul Balomeros, who will provide the detailed military strategic assessments and insights on the issues we will discuss. To conclude, in March 2010, when the venue and date for this conference were decided, it would have been an important but nevertheless routine milestone. Today, however, we are meeting shortly after NATO's most significant summit in recent years, and within the context of increasing global instability and threats to Euro-Atlantic security. Our deliberations today are therefore far from routine, and our nations, our politicians, and our militaries will look to us to provide clarity, guidance, and direction on the breadth of challenging topics. The solidarity and strength demonstrated at the summit and in these excellent surroundings, I cannot imagine a better setting and a better time to meet with the Alliance's 28th Chief of Defense, to to discuss and analyze the global and regional security situation and the implication for NATO. With this, I would like to thank the media for attending our opening session and to leave the room for so as to our meeting to proceed. Thank you.